Star Radio Sunday Jazz Brunch time for our random act of kindness. This week's Rich Johns. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Be with you this morning.
The random act of kindness, as you know, we're looking for good news stories to tell about neighbors helping neighbors. And when I found out about your story recently, I was really impressed. You've been a teacher, you've been a mentor, and you're looking to build respect and leadership, teach a positive, constructive behavior to our youth. You've been a guest speaker at many schools, including Duke University. So this is the kind of stuff that really can have an impact. Tell us a little bit about your background, and you're the founder of ActWithRespectAlways.com.
You know, I grew up in a great community. Well, I'm from Southwest Falls originally, and I had plenty of mentors to go to. My parents were hard workers. I saw them. Watched them and how they treated other people and gave what they could to help people when they needed it. And as I was teaching, I was very involved in school communities, of course, the coaching and the teaching. Eventually, I sort of said, you know what, I'm not doing enough. And so one day I walked into my classroom as sixth graders and I said, I have four words, act with respect always. Would you be willing to join my team? We had a website that said, join the team. Before you knew it, we had plenty of kids in my classroom and in the school saying, you know, Mr. Johns, I want to join you. What can I do? So that began those little, as you would call them, little acts of kindness, which, you know, pay it forward was a term we were using over 10 years ago when people would say to me, what does it mean? But what I always said to the kids, you know, when something occurs and you see you can be kind, do it. And don't hesitate. And so that began a small little movement that now has become one that I've actually seen over 70,000 people at this point, you know, at different ages from preschool, kindergarten, elementary, to colleges, to businesses. And it's taken me to a lot of places.
It's a huge reach from the humble beginnings to that many people to be able to be touched by this great sentiment. Tell us a little bit about working with some of the major universities.
Well, I've been to some state university colleges here in New York. One of the schools that I've become I'm a big fan of is Duke University. I've been very fortunate to go to Duke quite a few times over the last 8 years, and I've gotten to meet some great kids, talk to some large audiences, bringing the same concept of, you know, looking at yourself every day and saying to yourself, what am I doing today to make myself better? And you can think of those kind acts you did during the day, you can become very conscious of it. And it could be just that little conversation like we're having right now, and I can tell by you reaching out to me, though I've never met you, that you're kind. And you can tell that over a phone, you know, you can. But what you do is maybe at the end of the day you go, well, maybe I could have walked by that person and didn't even say hello, and I could have said hello. You're thinking about what kind of person you are every minute of every day. So it even gets into mindfulness. And the kids and adults actually have given it back to me. Duke, I have to say, what happened there is when I leave Duke University, I usually get letters of thank you. Now, what is so amazing is they can go to my email, but when I get them at my home from someone, that is when it's most powerful. And so I've actually taken that message to other places and said, you know, pick up that pencil, write that thank you, let somebody know. You know what it's like when you get something in the mail. And so Duke has taught me a lot. Their kids have reached out to me. I've had students who have written to me about, you know, struggling with depression, opening up a gateway for me to get into those areas. And now take them into our high schools, too, which are very, very important to do.
How have you found people receiving your information?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I always say the kids are kids, and how we get to them is really through the heart. And I think anybody, whether it's a teacher or a coach or a parent or whatever, you have to connect to the heart before you can get to them. And many times I think what happens is, we forget that, and we have great teachers out there. I know that, but so many times we're driven the academic side, and we forget sometimes that we need to understand what's going on in their life. I want to show that empathy every time I see them and I look at them. I want to know their story, like I'm giving you mine now. And then we have that solid connection. So connecting right there, you know, where it's most meaningful, and letting them know you really care about them will bring it back to you, and that way you can hit a grand slam that way.
You know, you have your website, actwithrespectalways.com, and if someone wants to find out more information about you or perhaps having you speak or yep. connecting, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
My email is just simply acejohns, J-O-H-N-S, at AOL.com. On the website, it says invite coach to speak. That basically is my email. You just click it. I try to do as much as I can, wherever I can. And right now, we're doing a lot of mailings to kids and a lot of letters going out to support them during these times.
You have an amazing legacy, Rich, and we really want to thank you for your time here on the program. Something to be so proud of, you know, in our perhaps most difficult back-to-school situation. Don't underestimate the power of your influencing young minds in a very positive way.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored that you would think about me and connect with me, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye now.
You've been listening to our Random Act of Kindness, our special guest, Rich Johns. Contact him at acejohns@aol.com. And be sure to let us know about a Random Act of Kindness in your neighborhood. Email me your Random Act of Kindness stories to walt@starsaratoga.com. That's walt@starsaratoga.com. We've got more music coming up next on the Sunday Jazz Brunch on Star Radio.